Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There's some teams that are harder to sneak the ball on if they've got some bigger guys and they have a good plan for that. Sometimes it is just man-on-man and low man wins, and again, just trying to find the right crease and trying to get 1 yard. And sometimes, you know, we've been pretty successful at it this year. Probably a couple times where I didn't do a good enough job, but it's definitely a powerful tool for us that maybe not a lot of teams can use it because of the size that we have up front. I'm at the quarterback and the guy usually behind me pushing, so...
There is Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking a little bit about the QB sneak action that the Bills have. Them and the Eagles kind of now become famous for. They're on the 1 yard line, baby.
The tush push and the snowplow. Let's go.
You know what's happening, and they score a lot of the time, if not like 95% of the time. For more on the Bills, as funny enough, the last 2 days have been very big news day for the Bills. We go to the Western Hotline as Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, how are we doing on this morning?
Pretty good, guys. Good to be with you.
Going to be with you as well. Only two Pro Bowlers for the Bills, Sal. I'm somebody, I only really get upset for the players because I know it can play into their contract. This does seem to be the Bills' MO, though, like in this era. I think out of like one of these years, they got like eight, but for the most part, it's like around five or so guys that get these first nods.
Yeah, you know, I think every fan base, you know, looks at their team and props up their own guys and says, oh my God, I can't believe this guy didn't make it or that guy didn't make it. There's really good players around the league, right? But I think to your point, which is exactly right, Zach, which is the Bills have kind of, you know, been a team-first team, right? I mean, that's do your 111th. It's not about the stars. They have some stars, and they have had some over the years. But I think even defensively specifically, yeah, I know Taron Johnson is a Pro Bowler, and Micah Hyde made it once, and Jordan Poyer made it once. But you really, every year, it was more about the collective sum of the parts more than anything. And I think this year really underscores that, especially on the offensive side, but on both sides of the ball. I mean, you can't have the everybody eats mantra and then expect somebody to have these unbelievable numbers that get them there, right? But at the same time, James Cook, close to 1,000 yards. I think he has a case, no doubt about it. And there's definitely, you know, other guys that you could say, okay, well, maybe he should have been there, and he wasn't chosen. I think the biggest snub is Christian Benford for the Bills. He wasn't even an alternate, which is ridiculous to me. Christian Benford, I think what happens with DBs is, I think you guys would agree that you get your name recognition through stats, right? You get your name recognition through interceptions around the league and things like that. He's got two, but he's just so good. I mean, teams don't really throw at him much, and when they do, and he has really great, you know, numbers as far as, you know, holding receivers down or, you know, catches against them, percentages and things like that. So I think that's the one guy I look at and say, you know, I really – think he should have been on that list somewhere. But, you know, it's a Pro Bowl, and, you know, it's obviously their bigger goals for this team.
Yeah, so the one thing we were really looking at was James Cook, comparing him to some of the other running backs in there. And obviously, like, Derrick Henry, you're not going to overtake Derrick Henry, and even Jonathan Taylor, too. But Joe Mixon, Joe Mixon's a guy that has the same stats as James Cook, if not worse in most categories, and it's just kind of surprising that he's in there and Cook's not. And it obviously Cook is the first alternate, so you know he's right there, but it's just still like kind of frustrating for how good of a season he had.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I would say Mixon really started off great, and then he had the injury, and he missed some games. But those first few games kind of probably put him there, right? Like, you remember the first month of the season, like, holy cow, Joe Mixon, he's awesome. And that probably really put his name out in the forefront for this conversation. And people just, you know, you just kind of think about, oh, yeah, Joe Mixon. He had his name out there. He was doing all these great things. James Cook's kind of got better as the season's gone on. He's been consistent, but I think he's been doing some of his best work later in the season here. And that's probably hurt him a little bit in the eyes of, you know, some of the voters and fans or whatever, you know, however that goes down. So you're right. I think statistically, you know, one for one, you know, you're right that James Cook probably deserved it over him. You know, Mixon has had a good year, but like I said, I think you go back, it really was mostly in the beginning part of the year when he was doing most of his work.
Looking to this weekend, Sal, the Bills did they had practice yesterday, right? I mean, it was a walkthrough, but they did hold practice.
They had a walkthrough, yeah.
All right, cool. Terrell Bernard, we know, is not playing. It's a quad injury. It sounded more, it's a mix between day-to-day, week-to-week, more leaning towards day-to-day?
Yeah, so that's what Sean McDermott said. The words he used were somewhere between day-to-day and week-to-week, more like day-to-day. So let me just give you my interpretation of that. I've covered the Bills and Sean McDermott, covered him specifically in press conferences for 8 years now. And when he talks and says these kinds of things, there's kind of ways that you can read into it. So the best way I can read into it, from knowing what he generally means by these things, and this is just my interpretation, that week to week means you're going to evaluate it next week. He just told you he's not playing this week. So what does that mean? You go to next week. That's week to week. So it's a week to week evaluation of the injury, but the severity of it would be more on the day-to-day side, if that makes sense, right? Which is, okay, it's probably a day-to-day, you know, see how he is, but we're not going to really evaluate him until next week. He's not playing this week. That makes it week to week. So now you're somewhere between day-to-day and week to week. I hope that makes sense. I think the bottom line is, I think Bills fans shouldn't really be worried until we're here next week and Terrell Bernard's not practicing, but I don't think that would be the case at this point based on the way McDermott sounded. I don't think there's any cause for concern that he wouldn't be available for the first-round playoff game.
And then on the Patriots side of things, we got news this morning. Drake May is going to play, which it seemed in the early parts of the week that maybe he was leaning towards not, but as the week has gone on, it looked more and more likely that May was going to play.
Yeah, you know, what is the injury? Is he it was concussion or what was the injury? He was dealing with something. I think he's dealing with something, which is part of the reason why. It wasn't just because they were going to rest him and sit him. You know, he should play. I think if he's available, he should play. And, you know, I get it. Like, there's a lot of these things floating around. You guys had someone talk about it earlier. You guys have talked about it, which is, you know, should the Bills want to lose the game? But it's just that you're not going to do that. Like, the Bills shouldn't want to lose the game. Like, listen, I'm going to say this again to everybody, all right? Can you imagine if – what is Sean McDermott supposed to do? Is he supposed to go up to his players who are playing who have worked all year? Joe Andreessen gets a chance to start in this game, right? Let's use that as an example. Is he going to go to Joe Andreessen and say, hey, we really want to lose this game. Don't make the tackle. You can't do that. Like, come on. What are we talking about here, right? Like, it would be so disrespectful to do something like that to the players who've worked their tails off to have a chance to win a game. Mitch Trubisky's going out there to put good stuff on film. You know, the guy has a career to think about. He's going to try and, you know, be a backup quarterback or a starter or something next year, right? So all this nonsense about the Bills should make decisions to try and lose the game, it's just dumb, to be quite honest with you. That's not what you do. It's professional sports. These people work their tails off all year, every week, to get out there and to try and play a game. And the coaching staff and everybody else owes it to them to try and do their best to win the game. You don't worry about the Patriots getting the number one pick. I don't worry about it. They have their quarterback. Sure. Could they be better and more enhanced by having a number one pick? Yes. It doesn't matter. You still have to make those picks. You still have to develop them. A few years ago, guys, the Miami Dolphins got a whole bunch of picks when they traded with the Niners for the Trey Lance pick. Well, where are they now? Well, what did it matter? What did it matter for the Jets have all those picks? The Browns have all those picks. Yeah, you don't worry about stuff like that. You go out and you play the game, you try to win.
I'm actually having a tough time thinking of any team that has like been able to get like that, you know, crap load of picks for someone to go move up. Like, I think of Washington with the Ricky Williams trade, where they got, you know, all of New Orleans draft, and it led to like no success at all. Like, it seems to be like teams that like lean in so heavy on those one drafts, it doesn't necessarily come out well for them. For May's other injury, it's a hand injury he's been dealing with.
Dan, thank you. I know he had a concussion a few weeks ago. And on the other side, the Patriots, it's the same thing. Now, look, I think they're in a different situation than the Bills here, which have, you know, you're playing the team that has the the chance. You're playing your guy. You're going to the playoffs. The Patriots, yeah, of course there's going to be people inside the Patriots organization who'd rather not win this game, right? I mean, that would help everybody to get the number one pick. There's no doubt about that. But it's the same thing for them. Like, if you think about the guys who are playing in the game and Jerod Mayo, like, you can't just I guess the way to say it is, are you going to purposely set them up for failure during the game? I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time believing Jerod Mayo is going to do something like that, nor should he. Brian Flores, apparently was asked to do that a few years ago, you know, by management with the Miami Dolphins. And he said, screw you. Like, I'm the coach. I'm trying to win games. Like, I owe it to the people in the locker room here. And I respect that. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Sal, shifting back to the Bills here real quick. So talking on injuries and stuff like that, how could that potentially affect, like, who starts, who sits, who might get called up from the practice squad? Like, you know, Terrell Bernard specifically, he's not going to play. Like, does that really impact, aside from Joe Andreessen, like, does it impact anything else, like, you know, call-up-wise? Or how's that going to look for the Bills?
Well, linebacker it won't, because they don't have any call-ups. They have no practice squad linebackers, guys. They have one guy on injured reserve, Bale Inspector. Everybody else is on the active roster. You're going to see probably a lot of Joe Andreessen, Eddie Ulofosio, and Nicholas Morrow, I would guess, in this game. I bet you those guys all play in some capacity. I wonder what they do with Milano and or Dorian Williams. But at linebacker, it doesn't. But it does matter around the roster, Josh, because you only get two elevations. And I even asked Sean McDermott yesterday, are we expecting Mike White to play? Like, is that something that they're going to do? And he said it's going to be tough to get Mike White even on the active roster to call up, because look around. Like, you only get two elevations. This is not a preseason, you know, 90-man roster, right? I mean, you can't just suddenly put in all these different backups and practice squad guys. You can't do that. The rules don't allow you to do that. You would have to literally cut players from your active roster and put them on waivers just to get more than two guys up from the practice squad. You're obviously not doing that. And think about it this way. Josh Allen's going to start, right? We know that. Well, do you want backup offensive linemen in there when Josh Allen's in there? No. You want starters, I would think, in there. So you're going to get probably your starting offensive line for whatever amount of snaps. And then from there, you only have four reserves. If you call Will Clapp up, you have five. I mean, so now that, to me, you probably want to do that so you can at least put five new guys in on the offensive line. But guys, from there, that only leaves one more elevation throughout the whole roster.
Sal, how much of the college football did you watch yesterday? Because I know me as a Texas fan, I was in a glass case of emotions. Let's just say
that. I did not watch any of the first game, the Texas game, until about the third quarter. I mean, I saw the score was kind of a blowout. We were over at my parents' house, and my mom was making dinner, and I turned on, I'm like, whoa, okay, let me check this game out now. And that's when everything was kind of happening for Arizona State coming back, and wow, what a fantastic game. Felt so bad for the kicker, but then, you know, it obviously worked out in the end. Fourth and 13, was it, that they gave up for the touchdown? Oh, my God. I mean, how do you let that happen? If you are an Arizona State fan, it's just something that's going to live with you for so long. It's like 13 seconds with a Bills fan, right? It's like you had them. You're right there. Like, you could have been in the semifinal. You make one stop on fourth and 13, and you win the game. And they couldn't do it. And then last night, I guess I was pretty surprised. I didn't think that – I thought Ohio State could win. But, man, the way they just demolished Oregon was just ridiculous.
And also, like, the wide receiver factory. I will put this on paper. I still think LSU is the wide receiver factory for the NFL. Ohio State, you lose Marvin Harrison Jr. You may have upgraded with a true freshman in Jeremiah Smith. It's absurd.
He is amazing, right? I mean, Dan Orlovsky said he thinks a team could tank for him in a couple years. I don't know. That's a wide receiver. You know what I mean? Like, you really tanking for a wide receiver?
Right,
I mean,
right.
I know that he's fantastic, but a little hyperbole there, I think, but he is fantastic, no doubt about it. It just seems like Oregon every year this happens to them, right, doesn't it? My brother got his PhD at the University of Oregon, so we follow the Ducks pretty good. He's always, you know, he's a big Ducks fan. He went there, and so we follow them pretty closely. And I just feel so bad because, you know, for that fan base, because it seems like every year they have this great team, they get in this position, and then they can't close the deal.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm a Texas fan, but I always liked Oregon, kind of that Pac-12 after dark, and it felt like Oregon would be like 10-0, and then they'd play Stanford at night, and they lose. Like, they always felt right. Like that's what it was. It was Stanford with, like, Kevin Hogan, and you're like, really? That's who you lost to? All right.
I know. So what do we got? Texas, and Texas and who?
And Ohio State. Texas and Ohio State. That's going to be the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, so Texas will have the home crowd. Yeah. And then today at 4, we do have Notre Dame and Georgia. Sadly, that game had to been postponed to today due to the terror attack in New Orleans. And then they'll play the winner of that game will play Penn State next Thursday. Texas and Ohio State's going to be next Friday night.
Notre Dame's not beating Georgia, are they?
I think they are. Me and Sneaky Joe, we both got a bet that Notre Dame's going to win the national title. Georgia's got their backup quarterback, and since losing to Northern Illinois, Notre Dame's put teams away.
Yeah, then UB beat Northern Illinois the next week. By the way,
their second ever ranked win in program history. Pete Lembo.
What are you thinking about what is the what's the word on Ohio State Texas? I think you got to lean Ohio State at this point, the way they're playing.
I think Ohio State's going to kill them. Yeah.
Do we really think they can keep this consistency going, though? I mean, come on. Like, it's a Ryan Day-led team.
Sal, I'm sitting there with my girlfriend last night, and I'm like, we're busy next Friday night. She goes, cool, what are we doing? I'm like, we're watching Texas. And she goes, oh, are you excited? I'm like, nope, but we got to be loyal to the brand. We're going to sit through this whole thing. You're going to sit there with me, and we're going to watch them lose. She goes, you don't have to do that. I'm like, no, we got to be loyal to the brand. We got to be there to the end. I think right now Ohio State's a 6.5-point favorite. I could see that rising a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we got to the Bills have practice at noon today, guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm down here at One Bills Drive. We'll keep you updated on the latest injury report and what's happening from down here. And then players will talk a little bit after practice today.
And then Sean McDermott joining you tomorrow morning during the
Extra Point? On the Extra Point Show, on this show, right around 11 o'clock, I would guess. We'll confirm that up today. But we'll get an official injury report as we roll into the weekend and the game Sunday at New England.
Sounds good, Sal. Talk to you soon. Thanks for joining with us.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Going to take a quick time out here before we wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and it is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. This is WGR.